Welcome back. You are listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. It's the end of October. Fall is upon us. My favorite time of the season. But it is absolutely some of the best grilling time of the year as well. Because you know what? There's a little snap in the air. You get out there. And maybe now's the time you transition from having that beer to maybe a little spirits. When you're standing out there doing your one-arm grilling like I do. But beer's still good, but I might switch to maybe a porter. Had a Java porter last night. Ooh, was really good. Hadn't had one in a long time. I don't like those big, thick beers when it's warm out, but when it's cooler out, I can, you just leave it there.
That's so funny you say that because I had a couple of those shipwreck-aged porters.
Right.
Those are bourbon barrel-aged.
Right.
But on the grilling line right now, we have from Kalamazoo Grills the mad scientist, Russ Falk.
Hi, guys. How you doing today?
We're good. We just wanted to talk to you a little bit about maybe your hybrid grill. We're talking all things chicken today, and sometimes people have a problem grilling chicken, and I wondered if maybe some of your products might have an advantage.
Certainly, especially when it comes to roasting a whole chicken. You can't go wrong with doing it on the hybrid fire grill, which is always amazing to cook on, but I spatchcock the whole chicken, lay it out flat, breast towards the fire at an indirect zone, and I roast those babies at 500 degrees for just 35 minutes. Crispy skin, succulent meat, you just can't beat it.
So that's indirect heat. So is the 500 degrees coming from the gas side or the charcoal side?
There's not really one side or the other. You can, particularly with the chicken, do it just with gas, but I'll typically throw a little bit of charcoal in there for some extra flavor. You know, the key and the advantage of doing it on the hybrid fire grill is being able to have an indirect zone with even heat at 500 degrees. That's a challenge on a lot of gas grills.
That's what I was thinking. How do you accomplish that? Tall hood?
Sheer firepower.
So tell people what a hybrid is.
Our hybrid fire grill, I truly believe, is the best gas grill on the planet, but it is also able to cook with charcoal and wood, and it can use those three fuels in any combination you like, hence the name hybrid. The key is the drawer system, which is between the burners and the grill grates, so you can leave that drawer empty to cook with gas or load it up with charcoal, and the gas burners down below get that charcoal fire started. Then you have the freedom to turn off the gas and be a charcoal purist, leave the gas going to bump up the heat. It's easy to have multiple zones, and you have a lot of room to work.
Wow. What a cool piece of equipment. Now, Russ, when I'm cooking over that heat direct, my drippings are hitting that pan that holds either the coal or the wood or nothing. And what's happening to those juices? How are we controlling flare-ups on that?
So they'll typically just pass right through, but part of the key to our performance is a very vertically expanded firebox. I like to tell people that flare-ups are always going to happen anytime you have a hot surface below the food you're cooking. If anything's dripping down, you will have a flare-up. But flare-ups truly only matter when that flare-up has the opportunity to reach high enough to touch your food. That's when it's going to soot up. That's when it's going to get unpleasant. And by having such a vertically expanded system, the flare-ups don't really get the chance to reach the food. It will impact the heat a little bit, but you're not getting that unpleasant sooting, and you're not getting that extreme heat of the food actually being within the fire.
Right. I was trying to line up Reichland to come on right after you this week, but he's on his way to Morocco as we speak, so he'll be on in a couple of weeks. But I know you're friends with him as well, and I thought it would be a great little duo to have on the show together. Stephen Reichland, if any of you follow Barbecue U, he's got several different YouTube channels, but he's probably just as in love with the Kalamazoo Grill as any of us.
It's hard not to fall in love with it, and we should definitely do the show together sometime. We've got a new cookbook coming out in time for the holiday season, Kalamazoo does, and Stephen Reichland actually wrote the introduction for it.
Nice.
Yeah, very nice.
That's awesome.
Great segue. So, Russ, your company continues to bring out new products and enhance the ones you have. What was the big announcement this year?
Our latest new product is actually cabinetry as opposed to grills, because we do full outdoor kitchens, and we have a brand new line of cabinetry and refrigeration that's very stylish, and we call it the Arcadia Collection. So it's a second line of cabinetry for us, visually different from the original line. Our most recent launch of cooking products, and I don't believe I've spoken to you guys on the radio since then, is our under-counter smoker cabinet, which is fantastic. And speaking of chicken and speaking of fall, this time of year, every Sunday before the Bears game, I am smoking buttermilk brine chicken wings with probably a different rub every week in that smoker. Love smoked wings for watching football.
And I love buttermilk brine.
So explain to our listeners then, we're going to go down that road a second, is a buttermilk brine, why? What's the significance of that?
You're going to end up with any brine, especially with poultry or pork, but in particular poultry. Any brine is going to give you a little bit juicier meat in your end result. You can also use that brine to infuse flavor. So unlike a marinade, the salt in the brine draws whatever flavorings you put in there down within the meat. And buttermilk brine on chicken is really good. So I typically dump a whole bottle of hot sauce, a bunch of buttermilk, more garlic than you can shake a stick at, and then salt, of course, whisk that together and leave the chicken overnight in that.
So completely submerged, you're going to leave them overnight. You're going to pull them off. Do you let them drip dry, or do you put them on your smoker or grill wet?
I let them drip dry on a cooling rack, and then I dust them with either a garlic rub or a spicy smoked chili rub, you know, whatever I happen to whip up, whatever mood I'm in. But I'm always hitting them with some sort of rub before I put them in the smoker. Alternatively, I also will grill them, and they react wonderfully either way. The key to me is still to use indirect heat, which is what I use for chicken most of the time, not just when I'm doing the whole chicken. Whether it's chicken thighs or anything, I think indirect heat is the way to go.
So tell me about that under-counter smoker, and how do you get rid of the smoke?
There is a protrusion through the countertop, low profile, and it is through that top section that the smoke comes out. It's also where you load the charcoal. So it is a gravity feed charcoal smoker.
So is it? Oh, really?
Yep.
So is it? Is it? Can you put a stack on it of any sorts to get the smoke elevated?
No, I mean, not really. No, it just goes out the top and dissipates.
Okay.
Obviously, you're outside, so
yeah. I'm just thinking if you're maybe in a, well, there's plenty of ways to deal with smoke, so that's not.
Yeah.
So this is 300 grade stainless.
Yes, it's available in 304 stainless steel, which is, a lot of people know it as 18-8. It's what your silverware is made out of. We also will build anything that we make in 316 marine grade stainless for those people who are right on the coast.
Awesome.
Interesting.
Russ Falk, Kalamazoo Grills. Give us your website.
It's kalamazoogourmet.com.
All right. Thanks for joining us, buddy.
Thank you very much. Always a pleasure.
Wow, Russ always got cool stuff, man. He's on the higher end of the grill spectrum, but it's worth every penny you pay for.
A grill for life.
Right, it is. It's the last one you'll buy. Make sure you choose the right one, right?
That's
yeah.
Right.
Coming up next, we've got a guy named Alan Nuckman, and Alan has a new product out called Chicken Ribs. They aren't the little ones that you'd see inside the chicken. It's something different, so stick with us. We'll be back.
Between the lines of everything I want. Fire.